לאישור חלק א', דף למד דלד. פרק חמישי, it's the fifth chapter, it's entitled ימי האהבה וימי השנאה וייאוש. Days of love and days of hatred and despair. The author says, כל הנמצא תקופה ממושכת במקום תרה. Person who spends an extended time in a מקום תרה, מכיר היטב זמני העלייה וזמני הירידה מסחלפים תדיר. Will know well the times of ascent, literally, and the times of descent that switch regularly. The emphasis, I think, here is tkufa memusheches, an extended period. One goes on one of these tours, which are very useful. They have a very important part to play, but you know, it's a two-week trip, and half of it is spent touring Israel, and 1 week in the Beis HaMidrash might not be familiar with this. He might get the distorted view that it's just pleasure and development and ascent and growth. It isn't like that. If one spends an extended period of time in Kom Torah, one learns that there are times that are better and times that are not as good. Bizman ha'aliyah, at the time of ascent, one experiences hatzlacha, success, kalus atfisa, one grasps things easily. He'arois shel kushiyos ha'terutzim, one comes up with good questions, good answers. Kavana b'tefila, one experiences an ease in terms of concentrating during the tefila. V'yachasim tefim l'chavirim, and good relationships. Uvizman ha'yirida, and those times that he characterizes as descent, keshayim b'tefisa, one finds it difficult to grasp. Stimas ha'mayanos, literally the blockage of the springs. The spring water just doesn't spurt out anymore. One finds it difficult to be creative and to find interesting insights. Kveidus batfila, a heaviness in the tefila. One finds it a burden. Verichug bechaverim, and socially difficulties. That's just the plain reality. Matzinu b'sefer hayashar hamiyuchas l'Rabbeinu Tam te'ur l'matzavim ele. We find in Sefer Hayashar, which is attributed to Rabbeinu Tam, a description of these circumstances, and from this description, the chapter takes its title. Rabbeinu Tam is the one who uses these terms, Yemei Ahava, Yemei Sinah. Let's see. He says, Kol maschil lasis shumase, a person who initiates something, some project. Im hiyelo bamaseu shumana, if that project involves some pleasure. Tikanes bui hata'ava, it also stimulates desire for that. With the pleasure comes desire to continue to pursue it. Because actions that or projects that involve pleasure, initially there's love. But love here, it's a very broad use of the word, enthusiasm, I think we would call it. But with time, that initial enthusiasm wanes and is displaced by sinah. Again, sinah not in the narrow, literal sense of hatred, but the opposite of enthusiasm. And then after some more time, that is displaced. And they regularly swap, they change. The one is removed, the other one comes. There's a periodic swing in terms of one's enthusiasm. However, if the pleasure is great in those periods when there's pleasure, if the pleasure is really significant, and furthermore, the person has sechel. We see later on the importance of that. Then what one can achieve or hope to achieve is that the periods of enthusiasm will be lengthy, whereas the periods of dejection will be shorter. If the converse is true, doesn't have seichel tov, ve'en lo b'avodah sa hana'a gdola, doesn't experience much pleasure in his avodah, az yavo alav mimena hana'a mitzad echad, umhuma mitzad echer. Then, okay, there'll be pleasure on the one hand, but also mehuma mitzad echer. Mehuma means confusion, things like that. Ta'amoid ahava yamim mu'atim. Then one can expect that the pleasurable period will be short, v'asin'a tarich yamim, whereas the dejection will last longer. When an extended period of time passes and these switch from one to the other many times. Im yischadshu l'adam chidushim tovim b'avodasoy. If a person finds rejuvenation, chidushim tovim, in this particular project, there's an originality, a newness to it. As toisif ahava v'tigdal, then he can hope to nurture that enthusiasm, it'll grow. Ve'im yischadshu dvarim ra'im toisif asina. The converse is also possible. Now, here's a key point that the author will focus on later. Ve'im lo yischadesh b'avodah davar. If there's no newness, yushneim shavim, then their enthusiasm and its opposite will be equal. Ad yevoi hasechel v'yachir b'nehem. There one has to use one's sechel, one's conviction, intellectual conviction, that this project is worth pursuing. Rabbeinu Tam continues, v'acharei shegilinu sod ahava v'sina. Having discussed this concept of enthusiasm and dejection, neymar ki tzerich leval ha'avidah l'akir b'schelas avidah soy. It's important for the person initiating the project to recognize, to be aware at the beginning, that there will be these periodic switches. There is no project that continues and a person just grows and always enthusiastic forever, never a difficult day. No, they struggle between them. Sometimes this wins, sometimes that feeling wins. And therefore one should not be concerned at the beginning of the project to be concerned im yakutzba, that perhaps one day he'll grow to see it negatively. This is how things work. We know that you'll reach a certain peak, then it'll stop. Then, again, after that, there'll be a renewal and a restructuring. Another point is that if, at some point, the person feels the enthusiasm waning, the dejection growing, if he knew right at the outset to expect and to anticipate this, he will not despair. If he knows, this is a period I have to get through. After some time, it'll pass. Last point, Valken Tzarecha Maskil, the Maskil, the intelligent person, the thoughtful person must know. Bir Oysoki Tikanesa Sin Abilibov Yakutz Bavida, when he sees that he's approaching, or he feels this intellectual lethargy entering, and he starts to find his enthusiasm waning, Leval Yaniach Kol Hamase, he should not drop everything. There's a hint here which the author will speak about. There's certainly an idea over here to lighten the burden, to try and take it perhaps a little easier. But leval aniach kol hamase, not to drop everything. Ve'al yoimar, you should not say aniach hakol ata. I don't feel too inspired. I don't feel very enthusiastic. I'll drop everything. Ve'achakach zoel, I'll come back in 2 weeks. No, ki im yaniach hakol. If he drops everything, yoivad miadui, he will lose it. Vim yachazik mimenu b'miktzasa. If he just holds to a little bit. Perhaps lighter than when he was highly motivated, less, but to hold on to something, lo yoivad. It's a remarkable passage. Says the author, Bazeh makif Sefer Hayashar eskol mahalach hatkufois avos elenu b'avodas Hashem. Sefer Hayashar here encompasses the entire process of the various periods that we go through in avodas Hashem. Hinenu lomdim mikan. First of all, we learn over here, ki chiluf matzavei haruach davativiyu. The change in one's temperament and disposition, the way one feels, basically, is natural. Matzav ruach, the way he feels, it's a natural thing. Ve'ein li'se'esh klal be'agi me'asina. One should not despair when these days of dejection arrive. That was one important insight. Number two, k'moichen ein gam latzeis legamre mikol avodah be'amim elu. One should not completely leave one's avodah during these days, because as Rabbeinu Tam says, ki im yaneh hakol yovad mimenu, if he drops everything, he is sure to lose it. Eli yakel atzmoi me'at. Give himself a break in modern terminology. Aval yachazik mimenu b'miktzasoi, but hold on to part of it b'chol mechir, under all circumstances. Ki az lo yafsid es ashei sikva. Then he will not lose what he's already attained and achieved. Third point. Shuv hinelu lomdim. Furthermore, we learn, mahem hagormim, what are the factors that cause one's enthusiasm to win over dejection, ha'ana'a v'chidush. Those are terms that came up repeatedly in that paragraph from Rabbeinu Tam. The pleasure in one's project, and chidush, renewal. Kol hana'a v'chol chidush beruchanius magbirim es ahava. Pleasure and renewal and rejuvenation increase one's enthusiasm. Ve'ulam, however, and that is an important point too, gam bli kol ischatshus v'tova, even if there isn't some dramatic progress, kasher ha'ava v'asina meshamshis b'irbuviyah. He's paraphrasing in the statement of Chazal, oir v'choshech meshamshim b'irbuviyah. Chazal used that expression to connote confusion, light and darkness simultaneously. So when a person has both, periods of enthusiasm, periods of dejection, even then, yuchal adam lechir be'atzmo b'nein. Rabbeinu Tam taught us that a person can make a decisive, have a decisive victory because yevoi haseichel v'yachia. One's intellectual commitment will then decide the matter. Keitzad machia seichel ha, kasher hashkafasoi berura v'achlatasoi nechusha. When a person's outlook is clear and he is determined, ki chayim bli ruchanius enem chayim. That life without ruchanius is not life. We come here, you remember the first chapter when we spoke about learning Gemara, and he said that the foundation is to know that this is not because I have a talent for it or because I'm attracted to it. The foundation we learned in the first chapter was the knowledge that learning Torah is essential. The entire chapter was devoted to that. And he's repeating that point over here. If a person is committed intellectually to that point, he knows that he has to learn velis alos b'mitzvos u'midos, that this is the purpose of our creation, to grow in mitzvos u'midos. So then, b'zeh yachriyas etzmo letzad ahava. He will then succeed gam mibli shehishtadshu lo chidushim. Even if he did not manage to inject some newness into his project, or mibli shemagish hana'a b'seiros, even if he doesn't, for a period of time, feel tremendous accomplishment and pleasure. Finally, ulam yediyah zo levada, just the mere knowledge, ki yishchalfu simei ahava v'yimei asin davar tviyu, that the periodic swing between periods of enthusiasm, periods of dejection, is a natural feature of human psychology, b'chaycha lafig harbe mina yish v'atzvus. That by itself has the power to dissipate a lot of one's feelings of despair and sadness. Onwards, v'gam be'askif ha'yetzer kashes. Even if the yetzer, even when the yetzer attacks one, ein li yisya'ish lo yisatz ben, one should not despair and grow high-strung. Yitachein ki davka mitoch haskafisav shel yetzer hinu lomdim. It's possible that specifically from those attacks we learn b'me aleinu la'avoid, where it is that we need to work, u'v'me anu nu'adim lishlemus, and where we are destined for perfection. So essentially it's the silver lining of the cloud. One is not doing all that well, one is not feeling particularly enthusiastic, but that too is that silver lining in that it gives us an insight into where we can perfect ourselves. Gam ha'seichel ha'pashut yechol avin. One does not need to be a rocket scientist to understand. Ki ha'yetzer maskif davka b'nekuda she'bah ani royim l'shlemus. The yetzer tends to attack specifically in those points where we can achieve wholeness and perfection. It makes sense for the davka to attack that point. V'inei megale lanu echad hagdolim b'chokhmas hanistar, one of the great figures in Kabbalah in the last century and a half. Rav Tzadok HaKohen Zal of Lublin, he writes, particularly this point, kol adam yesh lachem dam yuchedes, each person has a unique weakness for something. When the person notices that he's particularly attracted to something, we're talking about something negative. That very area is an area which is capable of receiving a tremendous bracha from Hashem, im yashuv el Hashem v'chol liboy. Kol echad yeida b'ma sheitzo tokfo b'yoyser. Every person can know that in that area where the Yetzer is particularly aggressive, that he is capable in that area of particularly significant achievements. Udvarim shirba lifsho bahem, and dafka those areas where a person perhaps in the past did not do very well in, yeidashu kli mochal yes davka beoyis davar naki uvar levav. It's in that area that he can achieve tremendous accomplishments. Velochen isa bevayikra rabba. That's what Chazal says in the Midrash, Kaf Aleph, shebaever sheboy chata boy ase mitzvois. They express this idea that with that organ, that limb that a person previously erred, he should use that to do mitzvois. It's not merely, this is of course a correct insight, but it's not merely that this would constitute a tikkun for the previous transgression, midah keneged midah. There's something more. Aval hugam tikkun afshi bifrat. There's a particular and specific to this individual tikkun. Ki chol echad nivra letikkun es davar pati. Each person is created to perfect something individual within him, a particular weakness. Asher bo nis yachada nafshi bifrat, where his nefesh is unique, ve'ein lach chaver. It's unique. That's from Tzidkas HaTzadik, from Matzadok HaKen Milublin, Siman Memte, Siman Kuf Pe Alef. Mize anu lomdim klal gadoil, ketzal yisiches el atzmenu. We can derive from here a great insight as to how to relate to ourselves. Be'askif oisono yetzel. When we are overwhelmed by the yetzel hara, and we sbayshim bifne atzmenu, we may feel embarrassed. Loi mipnei hara ve'ashiflus shebo yetzel. Not so much because of the evil and the degradation of Yetzer, it's because it goes to our, what you would call in modern terminology, self-esteem. It undermines the self-esteem. We held ourselves to be distinguished people. And then we find that we have these very lowly proclivities. Hasama lo'el es ha'ara chasin atzmiz, that decimates, destroys our self-esteem. Lachain, and therefore, sometimes the response is, kol megamaseinu, your objective becomes, l'shakeh ha'sakir shalom ze bekdem, to try and forget this failure as quickly as possible, v'hayisa kelo hayisa, just to strike it off our memory. V'ine davga teguva zei bilti nechonai. This response specifically is incorrect. His oirerus ha'yetzir ma'alanu, the fact that Yetzir is aroused, demonstrates what we did was to ignore deeper layers of our psychology. They too at some point must become part of our avodah, they must combine, collaborate with us. That form in which Yetzer manifested itself, it symbolizes some spiritual area that needs perfection. Example. Im misoreres lemashal bemasmid echad teshuka aza la'azeves limudoi be'emtza ve'latzes letiul. Take a masmid, and in him suddenly he feels this urge, strong urge to just get up and go on a hike. Simanhu, it could be a siman ki ashchavois amukos benafshoi, that the deeper layers of his psychology mitachas le'saf hakarasui, under the, you know, we would call it the subconscious. Not in the conscious, but in the subconscious. Terem hishlibim asmadasi. Those layers of his soul have not yet reconciled themselves to his asmada. V'chi alav lasim lev aleinu lefayesus. He has to pay attention, not to try, as we said before, to erase these memories and whatever it is. No, to notice it and to try to appease these things. How does one do that? So very briefly, he says it later on, he does talk about it some more. But in principle, how does one appease these layers of the psychology that have not yet been reconciled to particular things? The answer basically is al yedei masa umaton imatzmui, to deliberate, to argue with oneself, to lay out the arguments, to discuss it with oneself. As I say, later on he discusses it in greater detail, but that's the idea. Leshachnea kochozelo, to try and convince these parts of the psyche, bechachyus asmada, convince him of the imperative of his diligence. Keilu hamishtachnea ya adam acher shitzrim shone, as if he's speaking to someone else who needs to be convinced. Speak to oneself, but as if one is speaking to another person. It's the ignoring of those deeper psychological parts, misukenesi, that is dangerous. That's dangerous, to ignore it. As long as one acknowledges it and then tries to reason with them, as if, literally as if speaking to someone else, that brings one to make progress. Adkan.